This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The premise is simple. Two people are trapped, and they must escape. This is Escape Capade.
The room. You are in a wine cellar. It's a small room made of stone and dark maple wood. Looking to the north of the room, you see a wall lined floor to ceiling with wooden racks filled with wine. To the east wall is a stoned archway with a heavy metal gate. On the wall beside the gate hangs an unlit lantern. To the south is another wall lined with wine racks, but in the center is a display shelf. To the west is a stone wall with an arched inset framing a painting. Below the painting is a stack of wooden wine boxes. In the center of the room is a round oak table with four chairs under a ceiling light.
Dude, let's get drunk.
With what?
All this wine, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to open up this old bottle.
Yeah! Oh, man, let me smell that.
Okay. I mean, to me, it smells like white wine.
But it's a red.
I'm wearing sunglasses. It's hard to tell.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those are super cool, by the way.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
You want to smell it?
Yeah. Ooh, that does smell like a white wine.
All right, I'm going to put it back.
Solved. All right, now let's get out of here. Oh, my God. The stone gate is locked.
Oh, I told you we should not have slept here last night and then closed the stone gate.
I thought it'd be fun. I thought we'd sleep in a wine cellar and we'd get drunk just by off the fumes, you know?
I know. This is my worst nightmare, to be honest.
I examine the stone gate.
The gate is a stone archway with heavy metal gate.
Oh, okay.
Made of thick slats that fold in an accordion style to one side. Looking through the slats of the gate, you can see a small alcove, but it's too dark to make out details. The gate's locked by a large industrial padlock.
We need a key. We need to find a key for this padlock.
Dude, you're a genius.
I can tell because locks have keys, and this one's a big one.
Hold on, take off your sunglasses. Now look back at the lock. Still think we need a key?
I do.
Okay, then yeah, we gotta find one. Alright, I look south. What was south?
The south wall is another wall lined with wine racks. The center is the display shelf.
I'm also realizing that when I took that wine out before, I should have explained the action more.
No, that's just between us. It's just me and you here. It doesn't just me and you here. Nobody cares.
I just want it to be known that I know I screwed up.
I will be better. Like, I know... Yes, would I like you to explain everything you're doing all the time when you're around?
It's dark
yes,
in here. Of course. You need to know what dark. I'm doing.
And you're wearing sunglasses.
So. I'm wearing sunglasses, so I don't even know what I'm doing half the time.
So you got to explain it just so we both know.
Mm-hmm.
I take another bottle of wine off the wine rack from the north and open it.
Because Nick opened the only bottle of wine that had a screw top, the rest are all cork tops, you can't open it.
We need a corkscrew. I mean, if we want to take it easy, we need a corkscrew to open this wine.
Let me check. I do have a Swiss Army knife on me. Let me check my pockets. Sweet.
Yes, nice. Take it out. Nice! Does it have a corkscrew on it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, beautiful. See if it works.
You screw in your corkscrew into the bottle of wine Gavin pulled, and the corkscrew snaps off in the corker.
Oh, damn it!
Oh. Well, now we need to find a key. And another corkscrew. Because I'm not going back home with a busted Swiss Army knife, dude.
You need another Swiss Army knife, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's all broken, I guess.
Dude, I also just want to drink some of this wine, man. Like, at least, if we're going to be in a wine cellar, I feel like we should at least...
enjoy it.
Yeah, right? But these are all... Okay, well, let's drink the one that you popped open. Okay. The only screw top.
Right. Okay, let's see. It's... I'm trying to read the label. It says...
You read the label, and it says, Sherry's Vineyard, the home of great whites.
Whoa.
The shark?
I was going to say the wine.
Oh, yeah, probably. That makes more sense.
Just picture of wine on the label.
All right, give me the bottle.
Okay, here you go.
Gavin drinks the entire bottle of wine.
Oh my god. Chug, I'm so drunk! Yeah. Chugged. That's what you did.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. I feel great.
Yeah. Do you feel, would you say, more interested in checking out the other parts of this room?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I'm going to check out the north.
That's the wine rack.
That's the wine rack. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, look. Look north.
I'm going to check out the east.
Yeah, check the east. What's at the east?
The east wall is the heavy metal gate made with thick slats.
Right, so I'm going to...
But that's the way we go out, because there's an alcove behind it sounds like, but we can't get through.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to check the south.
Okay, why don't we check the west?
Have we done three? It's hard to remember, dude. All this wine.
Dude, it's the sunglasses, man. Take them off. Actually, don't.
I refuse.
Yeah, you look too cool.
No, dude.
All right, let's check west.
Okay, let's check
west. Let's both look there right now.
You both look at the west wall in unison. You see a painting in a stone archway inset. It's a painting of landscape style. It's a black grid design that's 5x4. Each in the center of each grid is a dot of a different color. Two of the squares are outlined in red, and the dots inside those squares are purple and green. Under the painting are wine crates.
What do you think this is a painting of?
Dude, it looks like a grid-style landscape dot. Monet. He used to do this kind of stuff, right?
You see in the corner Monet's signature.
It is Monet!
Oh my god. Dude. It's actually a beautiful painting.
I check if it's framed.
It's framed.
Dude, we should crack this open, see if there's anything under the frame.
Yeah, we should see if there's wine underneath.
Well, maybe there's wine. We could drink it.
Yeah, finally.
Dude, I'm drunk. I know. I'm wasted.
Okay, I'm gonna crack the frame.
Okay, yeah.
With my hands.
Yeah, okay, you're strong.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna use the Swiss Army knife, but it's broken.
It's broken, yeah.
It has a frame cracker on it. Okay.
You successfully crack open the frame of the painting.
Nice.
Okay. Scrawled in very tiny handwriting along the side. It says, look to the north.
Oh, back like, to the north?
Like up?
Like up? Should we look up? Okay, yeah. Let's look up.
And?
Oh, there's a light bulb.
Oh.
Sick.
A single?
Monet really wanted us to see that light bulb.
All right.
All right, we're good. Let's get drunk.
Well, okay, I still think we need to find that key.
Okay, let's look north. Let's listen to Monet. He says, look north? We'll look north. That's the latticed wood wine rack to the north. I look to the north one more time.
Okay.
You look to the north to the wine racks. The wine racks look like square cubby holes, each having wine cap peeking out. They're various colors. Two of the cubbies are empty.
Two of the cubbies are empty.
Dude, good eyes, dude.
Well, I'm trying to think. Is that from the wine that we had before, or these were previously empty, do you think?
Well, they can't be.
Because we didn't take them from the north wall.
Did we? I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Oh my god. I examined both of the empty cubbies.
You successfully examined both the empty cubbies to discover they are in fact empty.
Dude, they are!
Dude, congrats on successfully doing that.
You high five me.
Yeah.
We high five.
You successfully high five.
Nailed it.
Wow, dude, this whole day has been a real success so far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what if we count up how many bottles are here? I'm going to count how many bottles are in this wine rack.
Okay, I'll count. I'll watch.
Well, you double count after me.
Okay, I'll count after you. Sure. Ready? Okay, go.
Yeah. One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Five. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven. Twelve. Thirteen.
Okay, 14. Time passes. They keep counting the wall. They come up to about 54 bottles.
54. Wow. There's 54 about 54 here.
Your dad loves wine.
And he's just turned 54.
Do you think there are that many keys in this room too because of his age? He's got OCD.
Is there? I know. It's really ruined a lot of our, you know, time together because he keeps having to wash his hands instead of playing with me. But anyways, should we break open each of these bottles of wine and looking for a key?
Wait, but what does the painting mean? The painting is a grid with different color circles in the grid.
Are we the circles?
Dude, are we circles?
I mean,
what shape am I right now?
It's like an oblong.
Okay, okay. Are there any of the circles oblong?
Some of. If I squint my eyes, it's like kind of like one long sort of oval.
Oh, dude.
An oval?
Okay, let's both squint at the painting and see if anything happens.
Maybe it's a 3D painting, you know, where you like unfocus your eyes.
And something's behind it, like a key?
Yes.
That'd be sick.
You know, when you look on the 3D...
Monet did a lot of those 3D books, right?
I think so. He's done the back of a few Cap'n Crunch cereal boxes.
Okay, squint.
You both squint at the painting. All you achieve is you start to hurt your eyes.
Ow. Oh,
okay.
Achieved it, though. I feel accomplished.
Success! Again. All right. Damn it. Damn it. So let's think. I'm gonna take out another wine bottle.
Okay.
The one on the top left.
I like that.
And I'm going to put it up to the light to see if I can see anything through the liquid.
You're a genius.
Yeah. So I'm doing it right now.
Anything there?
You hold it up to the light. You see it's a gorgeous red wine, but nothing seems to be inside.
No. Beautiful red wine, though.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I think that's the real win here, is that we found that.
Dude, Shiraz.
What's it called? Shiraz?
Yeah. I mean, it's the type of wine. It's called... I'm trying to inspect the label.
The label says Oakenwoods Shiraz.
Wow. Oh, you were right.
It's an Oakenwood.
An Oakenwood. Okay. Wait. Well, at least it's a beautiful red wine. We know that. We know your dad has good taste in his wines.
Yeah. I'm wondering, wasn't there an indent or something?
An alcove?
No, there was an alcove, but I believe where the painting was. I remember seeing something sort of indented.
Okay, let's inspect the painting again.
Or right below the painting.
Oh, the wine racks or the wine crates. What were there?
I'm trying to look.
Okay, I move the wine crates around and look inside them.
You look inside the wine crates and you find a corkscrew, a ledger, a bottle of wine.
Dude, look at this wine!
Dude.
Perfect, that's all we need. I'm getting drunk. Yeah. I start drinking the wine.
Wait, Gavin.
What?
Wait, can I have some?
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Hey. Finally.
You both drink the bottle of wine.
Mmm. Delicious.
Yeah.
What's all this other stuff?
God, I wish I had a ledger to go with this wine.
You could write down how good the wine was in the ledger.
I know. Wait, dude.
What?
There's a corkscrew here.
And look underneath the corkscrew. A ledger.
That's sick, dude. Dude, okay, so we have a ledger. We have a corkscrew.
We can use that corkscrew to uncork the non-twist wine bottles that are still around.
That's true, but I also want to look through this ledger.
Yeah, no, sure. First, let's do that first.
All right.
All right, you look through the ledger. There's a summary of business dealings. There's some phone numbers. And at the back, there's a picture of a drawing of like a bushel of grapes with a star above it.
Wow. This company's doing pretty well. I should invest in this once we get out of here.
Dude, do you still have your phone? Let's call some of those numbers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Why don't we just call someone, tell them we're here?
I'm going to look. My phone. It's dead, dude. Oh. iPhone 6.
Dude, you have an iPhone 6?
Yes.
That's sick. Cheers, dude.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Keep drinking the wine. Gavin's getting drunk. He's had a lot so far.
I didn't even need an iPhone. I check my phone to see if I have service.
You have no service.
Damn it. Seller phone.
Oh, dude. We got to... I guess ignore the phones, dude.
Okay, yeah.
Get off your phone, dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
Live.
Yeah. Right.
For once, dude.
I'm sorry. This is not the place for this.
Yeah.
I'm too reliant on technology. Okay, isn't there an electric corkscrew around here somewhere?
No, but yeah, dude, you wish. But here's the other corkscrew. Okay. If you want to try to maybe uncork some of the fine wine.
Okay. I take a... I look at the north wall again at all the wine.
You successfully look at the wall.
Should we just uncork every bottle of wine here and just spill them out and see if there's keys in any of them?
Dude, let's drink some of them, but yes, absolutely.
Okay, we can drink some.
We uncork every single...
54
wine bottles and pour them on the ground to see if there's a key in one of them.
Yeah.
You empty all the wine on the ground. You've wasted thousands of dollars. Your shoes are stained. Gavin is getting progressively drunker. You get to the end of it, and sadly, no key. Oh,
I love you, man.
Oh, the entire dude, north wall is empty.
Weird.
I love you, dude.
Okay. Chill. We need to find... Why do you think this bushel...
Yeah, grapes. There's a drawing of a bushel of grapes with a star above it?
Yeah.
Is it a wordplay? Star grape. Space grape. Is that a type of wine?
No, what about the North Star? The painting said, look north. This north wall had all of the wine. North.
Wine. Star.
I think, or I guess star is in there too. North. North is the big thing.
Is it?
N-O-R-T-H.
What? Let's look west again. What was west? We both look west.
The west is where the painting used to hang. It's now on the ground with a broken frame around it and the boxes of wine crates that had a corkscrew, a ledger, and a bottle of wine. The wine was called Fine Art, by the way.
Fine Art. Do you think an artist owns this cellar?
Dude, I thought your dad owned this cellar and was an artist.
So yes. Yeah, it's hard to tell again. He's not even considering my dad after all the obsessive compulsive disorders that makes him act so different that I don't even know him anymore. Anyways.
I'm wasted.
Yeah, Gavin sits down at one of the chairs, but at the table.
Where is the table?
The right, there's this the oak side? Table.
In the center of the room, there is a round table.
Dude, let's just have a seat and let me check out this table. I can tell it's oak.
Yeah, well, you've got that.
Oak?
Just like the wine. Oak and something.
Right, Okafold, I think.
Okafold?
It was something.
Dude, I might be drunk, but I don't think it was called Okafold wine.
It was something close. Okay, so we're at this table.
I look at the underside of the table.
It's, you see the beautiful underside of this oak table.
Nice stuff. Good stuff here.
Dude, get back up on this chair.
All right,
dude. You gotta check out, if you thought that underside was beautiful, you gotta check out this overside.
I look at the top side of the table.
You look at the top side of the table, it's a beautifully stained table that in the center there is a design that looks like a grape bushel. Around the side of the border of the table, it's got four symbols in sort of northwest, east, south fashion. There's a star, a sun, a moon, and a cloud.
Is the star facing... All right, I check to see if the star is facing north.
The star is facing the north wall.
See?
But the grape, it's positioned at the bottom of the grape.
And the star's at the top of the grape on the ledger.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and I conclude
that... Yeah, so you don't need to remember if you're looking at it.
Right.
Good. Oh, boy.
Okay, so there's a star north and a star...
But there's,
on the bottom.
There's a, remember, the Monet told us to look north.
I know.
Too.
Monet was...
Look to the North Star.
Right. Follow your way
but
home.
We can't see the stars in the cellar. Ah, oh, fuck it. Let's get drunk.
No, dude.
Okay,
we drank all the wine.
Yeah.
Those are my feet.
Yeah, I know, dude. They're soaked.
All right, that's fine. I can tell you have a problem. But, okay. We look north. And there's just empty...
There's just empty loops, cubbies empty where cubbies. The wine used to be.
And you're sitting at the table. You look north. You see the star is facing north. It's at the bottom of the grape. On the star is on the border of the table.
And there's these other symbols, too. There's a sun, a moon, a star, and a... I'm trying to look what this other one is.
It's a cloud. It's a very ugly-looking cloud, so it wasn't clear at first.
Oh, gross.
Oh, this cloud. All right. So this is all has to do with weather.
And the beauty, because the cloud is ugly.
Right. But it's going to
grow
up to be
prettier.
Beautiful. Right. It's about how we are ugly.
Yeah.
You notice that the border of the table is a different color than the center of the table.
Holy shit.
So calm down. It's just different colors of a table.
No, this might mean that the center of the table comes out.
Like it's we try to separate the middle from the side of the table.
It doesn't immediately separate, but the border does twist.
Oh.
Dude. Oh, we gotta twist the border to make sure that something's facing the right way.
Right. So we twist it so the stars are aligned.
Okay, so we twist the border so that the star is facing...
Is on the top of the grape bushel.
Yes.
To match the ledger.
Yes.
You twist, you successfully twist the border, the star is at the top of the grape, and now it's facing the south wall.
Now it's facing the south wall.
The center of the table, clicks open, and it's like a small square box that sort of the lid kind of clicks up.
Dude, we're doing it!
Dude, this has been way more successful than when you inspected those empty cubbies.
Dude, we got so much wine out of that, though.
That's true.
I examine the box.
Inside the box is a bottle of wine. It's got a purple foil around the cork.
Well, finally, some more wine. Let's still empty this.
No. Let's look at this label again. See if it matches any of the others. There was
okay.
The fine art was
yeah.
the one
there
under
was
the
something
one.
By Shabazz.
Shiraz. That was the type of the wine.
And then there was Sherry's Vineyard or something.
Yes, something nondescript.
Yeah. Okay, what's this
one? Let's see if this one is descript.
The label on this bottle also says fine art.
Fine art.
Was fine art the one we smashed? I mean, I guess
fine
we
art,
smashed all of them.
Right, but fine art was the one that was below the painting. Oh, because remember we found a bottle of wine, a ledger, and a corkscrew?
Yeah, that was fine art.
That was fine art.
And now fine art is also in the middle of the table in a hidden box.
Yeah.
That's all that's in the box. I examine the box fully.
It's velvet lined, but that's all that's in it.
It's a
velvet lined.
So this is a bottle of fine art with a purple foil over the cork.
Right. Purple, like grapes. Foil.
Like grapes.
Like, yeah, they're kind of my foil. Like, I hate grapes. So that all checks out.
Your dad is being
Right.
Weird with this.
And so,
should we remove the purple foil? See if there's something in the bottle?
Yes, we should. Yeah, let's remove the purple foil. Let's hold the bottle up to the light again.
That, the
see
light bulb.
If there's anything in this bottle. Okay. I hold up the bottle to the light.
You hold up the bottle to the light. Again, you don't see anything in the bottle, but you do notice that the foil, now that you're facing the opposite way to see it in the light, you notice the foil of the bottle is the same color as one of the dots in the painting.
Look, it's...
The foil is the same color as the dot, one of the dots in the painting.
So maybe these dots represent the important bottles of wine. Like the purple circle, which is, I think, I'm looking at the painting now, it's next to a green circle, right? Mm-hmm. Am I seeing that right? It's hard to tell with my sunglasses.
don't take them off.
I would not. I would never. But I look at the painting again to make sure that the purple dot is next to a green dot,
You look at the painting. It's a landscape painting of a black grid design. It's 5x4. There are two squares that are lined in red. The two squares lined in red. Each square has colored dots in the middle, but the two lined in red have a green dot and a purple dot.
Oh, maybe we should put this in the cubby.
Yeah, we gotta put them in the right cubbies.
Right. We should have looked for that green dot. We still gotta find a green foiled
bottle of wine. But we smashed a bunch, but maybe they're hidden like this one.
But maybe the fine art one from before. I go to inspect the old fine art, the other
that was
fine
in the,
art.
In the crates.
Right, to look at that. The top of it to see if it has some kind of foil.
You look at the bottle, even though you've opened it, some of the foil is left on the neck, and you see it's also green.
Wow. I should not have drank any of that, but no. It's fine. Hopefully it's just a bottle.
I mean, putting them back, that might unlock or uncover something. Probably has nothing to do with the weight of the bottle.
I have an idea. Give me the bottle.
Okay, here you go. I pass over the bottle. Oh my god, it looks exactly the same.
I can regurgitate wine perfectly. I'm kind of like Jesus like that.
Yeah, every time Gavin regurgitates wine, he gets slightly less drunk.
I can do math easily now.
Wow, that is
okay,
impressive.
So yeah. I put the green, or what's left of the green foiled bottle in the matching cubby that matches with the painting, and I put the purple one simultaneously in the purple.
How do you know which one matches?
I re-examine the painting.
You examine the painting. It is a 5x4 grid.
So we need to find the same...
But there, two of the squares are outlined in red.
Two of the squares in the grid are outlined in red. It's so a 5x4 grid. The north wall is the entire wall with 54 bottles. It is not a 5x4 grid.
Right.
Right. So we need to find... Remember the two empty cubbies, though, that you that you inspected before?
Yes, yes.
I think let's put these in those two exact ones.
I agree.
You guys drank all 54 bottles. The cubbies are all empty.
Is there any way we can remember which ones were empty begin with?
Maybe if you regurgitated all the wine back into the wine bottles, we would just place them all back, and then we could see which of the two remain empty.
I like it. Ready? This is going to be extremely hard on my body.
Oh, it's okay, man.
7 hours later.
7 hours later,
I need 50
Gavin
more.
Is stone sober, and all the wines have been refilled and placed back miraculously exactly where you guys got them from. You
great
paid
memory.
Great attention.
I need water.
I guess your memory got so much better because you became so much less
so
drunk.
Sober. I'm like extra sober. It's like a superhero, superpower.
Yeah, Soberman.
Soberman.
Yeah.
Like Doberman, like the dog.
Right, yeah. but not
a canine.
Right, not a canine.
Okay, let's put these back. We put the purple and the green in the... Ones that match with the purple and green things in the painting.
Well, we just put them in the two empty cubbies.
Yes, but not backwards.
No, not backwards, but in the right place.
Yeah.
And, but I know we didn't see, we couldn't tell which of the, we know that this thing had 54 bottles and 5x4 is 20. So, did we?
I think we can just do it. I'm thinking it'll just work. Yeah. Okay, we put them back.
I'm nervous.
You put the bottles into their cubby, you hear a click, and a small section like the size of a door swings open, revealing a small room.
Let's enter should we enter that room?
I have anxiety, but let's do it.
Dude, it's so dark.
Okay, we enter the room.
You walk into a small room. It's about the size of a closet. In the room is just a single oak barrel. On top of the barrel is a small box and three candlesticks.
I examine the box.
The box is a small lock box. It's got four slots on it that have rotating numbers.
Okay, we're going to need a code for this box. I examine all three candlesticks.
They all look like candlesticks.
We need to... Maybe can I examine the oak barrel?
It's an old oak barrel. It's stained. It's great as a table.
I go touch my hands up against the walls, just, you know, like how you do in the dark to see if there's anything there.
You feel all around the wall. You don't find anything, but the wall's a little rough. It cuts your hand.
Ow! Oh. Sweet, though. I found something.
Right, yeah. Pain.
Yeah, these walls are dangerous.
Okay.
Be careful.
Maybe we need to find, like, something to light these candles, because maybe that way we can see...
Maybe
we can
see written on the wall. Yeah, exactly. Maybe the code. Yeah. Okay, how can we light a candle? We've got a ledger. We've got...
A corkscrew.
We've got a lot of wood. We've got wine crates, which I presume are wood.
Yeah, I presume that too.
We could, like, make fire
and
with them.
There's a lot of oak everywhere.
Dude, yeah, I guess there's oak barrels there, yeah. I don't know how to make fire with any of these things.
If only I was a caveman, dude.
Dude, cavemen are sick. You want to talk about that for a bit?
Yeah.
You're, like, hunting and gathering and shit?
You have, like, such a big, like... arch on your forehead.
Yeah, that'd be sick. You
get
protect to
wear, yourself, like, from predators.
You get to wear one of those, like, single thing that goes over your shoulder, kind of sling kind of clothing
made out of, like, you know, cheetah fur or something.
Yeah, some fast fur. okay, we're getting off. We can talk about this anytime.
That's true. And we need to think of maybe friction causes fire. We get mad at each other.
We lift up together.
Okay, I take off my shirt.
I take off my clothes.
And we rub together as fast as we can.
You guys rub together very fast. No no literal sparks happen, but the two of you start to realize that, like, you know, you've been together for so long and it just feels so right and so comfortable.
Okay, right. Well, I won't put my clothes back on.
Well, I'm going to put just this, like, singlet back on so I can feel like a caveman.
Yeah, I ripped my shirt into one of those loincloth-like things that cavemen used to wear.
Okay, now I feel like I can make fire.
Now
you know?
We can make fire. Now we're ready.
Let me check. Okay, I don't know. What else could we... Is there a code that we remember from before?
There's nothing in the... Is there anything... The phone number's in the ledger? Can we re-examine the ledger?
I re-examine the ledger. There are several phone numbers. They're all at least seven numbers.
And we only need four of these numbers.
But if you take away three...
Take away three from the...
Seven.
That equals four.
But that can't be it.
No, I go back to also see the business dealings. I try to examine the ledger to see if there's a history of this seller.
There's a brief history of this seller, including the seller's great victory for their best vintage.
Whoa. And
vintage.
Let's check. Maybe the fine art wines have a year that they were, you know, how it has a year on wine bottles, and that's usually four, unless it's a really old bottle of wine. So let's check the fine art bottles to see if that's maybe the code.
Dude, examine it.
I'm going to examine the fine art bottles, both of them.
You examine both the fine art bottles. They are both from different years. One is a 1997, and one is a 2006.
Dude, that's a beautiful year for Reds.
Yes, dude, both. 97 and 2006. Go Cincinnati Reds, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant the wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another...
Okay, I go back to the main room, and I re-examine...
You walk out of the main... You walk into the main room, you're facing the south wall, and realize there's a whole wall you haven't really paid attention
to. That's what I was talking about.
Right.
Okay, I examine the south wall.
The south wall is another wall of wine racks, but in the center is a display shelf.
I look at the display shelf.
So behind the shelf against the wall is a mirror that outlines a 5x4 section of the wall behind you.
Oh.
There's a trophy and a bottle of wine.
Dude, I won!
Oh, this is probably their award-winning vintage, dude.
Well, I examine the trophy.
The trophy says Best Vintage, 1984.
1984.
Inside the trophy is a box of matches.
Wow.
That dude. Was we got it. Actually, I don't think any of this is going to be helpful. Let's go back.
Dude. Just a trophy with matches?
I take the match. I burn the... No, I don't do any of that.
The trophy doesn't burn.
Damn it!
How are we going to get fire?
The trophy doesn't burn.
Wait, we use the matches.
Yeah.
We should use that on the candle. We should go back. I'm going to enter the closet room again.
Yeah, I enter the closet room and check if the candlesticks have candles in them.
They're candlesticks.
They're not candlestick holders, dude. They're candlesticks. They're straight up candles.
I checked to see if the candles have been burned at all.
They're fairly fresh candlesticks.
Okay. These look fairly fresh, dude.
Dude, you know your candles.
Probably only burned a little bit, if at all. So let's check out what 1984 is the year on this vintage. Let's put that. I put enter 1984 into the lockbox.
But wait, I also at the same time light the candlesticks just for
Ambiance.
Ambiance, yeah. While he's, if he's going to do something that's this, hopefully it's, you know, okay, we got it. Okay, I light the candles.
Gavin lights the candles. It creates a really beautiful mood. You guys, like, in your caveman outfits, just, like, looking across each other. You feel very at home and warm in this small room.
Me love fire.
Nick enters the year 1984 into the lockbox. It clicks open. Inside is a key.
What do you think that's for?
I bet it's for the lockbox.
Dude, close the lockbox. Get the key, see if it opens it.
I closed the lockbox, tried the key on the lockbox.
I checked to see if the key has any numbers on it that could correspond with the lockbox that we just opened it from.
There's a serial number on the key.
Wow.
14923478216
That's probably... More than four.
Too many numbers, dude. Yeah.
I use one of the candles to further inspect the walls of the room to see if there's any messages written on them.
You see no messages written on the wall.
Okay, well...
Good idea, though.
Thank you.
Sick.
Should we use this key for the... Remember how I was talking about how locks need keys?
Yes, dude. I forgot about it.
So let us go back and examine the east wall, which has the big padlock on it.
Yeah.
And see if the key fits.
You go to the east wall. The key fits into the padlock. It clicks open and falls off.
Oh.
I accordion style move the gate and then proceed into the alcove that is behind it.
The alcove is very dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go grab all three of the candlesticks. I'll hold two, you hold one.
Okay, I'll hold one in my mouth.
Sure.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah, be careful, don't burn yourself.
No deal.
Okay, we enter the alcove holding all three candles. Gavin has one of them in his mouth.
You enter the alcove. There's a slight breeze, so as soon as you enter, the lights blow out.
Oh! It's okay, at least we have, I should have mentioned, I put the matches in my pocket, but if we need to light these again, I have the matches.
Oh.
So we look at the alcove. And
it's
we
dark. It's so
too
dark.
Dark.
We go to the very end of the alcove. The alcove.
You can't tell where the alcove ends. It's too dark to see anything. But there is a breeze. You feel a breeze.
Okay, there must be like a window or
a
door.
I start feeling along the wall. Are there? I start feeling along to find the walls and see if I can work my way down to the end.
You work your way to one side and you feel stairs, but it's hard for you to get up. There's something in your way.
Stairs.
Stairs leading up.
Okay. I bet stairs leading up probably lead out of the cellar.
Yeah, dude, but there's something in my way. I bang on the thing in my way.
It's heavy rock. You cut your hands further.
Damn it!
Oh, God. Some sort of heavy rock.
It's a heavy rock, dude.
It's clear to you guys. You need to see. Just unfortunately, the breeze keeps blowing out the candles.
Okay.
Dude, we've got matches. Let's just go. Do we have any?
We need to stop this breeze. That's what we need to do. We need to find where the source of the breeze. I put the tip of my finger, put it up in the air, and see, try to find where the breeze is coming from.
The breeze is coming from the left.
The left.
Dude.
AKA the east?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I look at Nick with an inspirational look.
Nick can't see it. It's too dark.
Sweet.
And his sunglasses don't help.
Yeah. Well, I feel like... Okay, we should go to the left. Just go
okay,
to
yeah,
where
follow
this
breeze. I'll follow you.
Okay.
You walk in the towards the left. You stumble around in the dark. Gavin kicks something with his foot.
Ow!
Oh, are you okay, dude?
Yeah, let me check what it is.
Inspect it.
You lift up an empty lantern.
Oh, dude, you've got the matches, right?
I do in my pocket.
All right, let's see if this works. Give me the matches?
Here you go.
All right. I light the match. I put it in the lantern.
You light the match, you put it in the lantern. There's nothing in the lantern, so you're just holding a match in the lantern.
Let's put the
candle. Look at this, though!
That looks kind of cool. It looks like a green lantern.
Yeah, dude. That guy was sick. He's almost like a caveman.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What if we try to fight the breeze by blowing back at it? You know?
Yes.
Let me try that,
dude. Okay, ready?
We'll neutralize it.
Okay, on three, we both blow as hard as we can to the left.
You guys blow and blow and blow as hard as you can.
I'm lightheaded.
Gavin's lost a lot of blood, and he's also still, like, recovering from being so drunk, so he's getting lightheaded. He has to sit down on the ground.
I'm having fun, dude.
Yeah, your body's going through so many changes right now.
No, I'm not hungry.
All right, let's try to put one of these candles in the lantern. Is that how lanterns
work?
Yes,
yes, dude, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's try that.
We put a candle in the lantern, we'll light the candle and leave it in the lantern. Okay, let's try that. I put a candle in the lantern, light it, and close the lantern door.
It sheds light on the small room that you're in. You're able to see more.
Dude, look at the face I've been making.
Oh, that's inspirational.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Finally. I wish I saw that before. I would have been, you know, way out of here, probably. All right, I'm inspired to hold up this light and inspect the walls.
You hold up the light and you inspect the wall. You see the source of the breeze. There's a small, like, sort of steps that lead up to two steel bunker doors. There's a
The steel bunker doors are different than the stairs that are leading up to other doors.
You go back and look at the stairs if you want.
Okay, yes, okay. Yes.
So these steel bunker doors, this is where the breeze is coming from.
Which means there must be some, like, at least a little bit.
There must be a guy on the other side blowing so hard. Oh my god, he's
so good! Well, I yell at the door, stop blowing.
You yell at the door, stop blowing. There's a man that goes, haha, no.
I can't believe it. Oh my god. So, steel doors. I examine the steel doors.
You examine the steel doors. You can see there's a gap in between them. They don't really meet properly. You could probably fit an arm through. And through the gap, you can see chains. The doors chain from the other side.
We should find maybe... Should we try to just rip open the chains with our bare strength?
Yes, dude. We're cavemen. That's what cavemen would do. We both put a hand through and see if we can just wiggle the chains through.
Gavin goes first and is in excruciating pain because his hands are all cut up from the walls, so has to stop and pull out. Nick tries, but without the help of Gavin, he can't.
I'm so bloody, dude.
I know. Okay, let's...
Maybe... I rub the blood all over my face to make it look like more paint.
Right, dude, now
we're like, able to get something.
Yeah, now I should be inspired enough to find a key.
There's no key. We don't need a key.
Well, I guess it's just chains.
It's just chains on the other side of the door.
Right, and there's,
a heavy rock blocking another staircase up to another set of doors.
Right, should we go back there?
Yeah, let's go back and examine the heavy rock.
Inspect the rock with the lantern to see if there's any sort of signage or anything on it.
You go and inspect. You see the staircase is completely blocked off. It's like it's caved in. On the wall of the alcove of the staircase, there is a drawing of a rectangle. It looks like it's outlining one brick. It has lines radiating out of it. So it looks like a square, like sunburst.
I go back, get the corkscrew, and see if I can cut the mortar out from the side of the brick. See if I can pull the brick out.
Yeah, you scrape away at the mortar, and the brick comes loose.
Oh.
I examine the brick. Or inside, maybe, if there's an inside.
You can't pull the brick out. Your hands are too bloody.
Dude, I got an idea!
What?
Okay, you cut yourself, okay? No, never mind. Just pull the brick out.
Okay,
My hands are too bloody.
I pulled the brick out because I don't want to get any blood on it.
Nick pulls out the brick.
Let me see it!
No, Gavin!
Gavin covers the brick in blood. It doesn't matter. Behind the brick is a set of bolt cutters.
Wow.
Dude!
We should use these bolt cutters to cut the bolts the chain.
Chain bolts?
Yes,
oh
dude.
Oh my god, like Usain Bolt.
Right. Cut him.
Yeah, we should cut that guy.
I go back up to the steel doors and use the bolt cutters to cut the chain holding it together.
You slide the bolt cutters through the gap in the door and successfully break the chain. You then, with Gavin's help, push the steel doors up and reveal the night sky. You walk out, you see the man standing there as your father.
Oh my god, Papa.
I'm gonna kill you!
Oh no.
You blew us so much in there.
He can't help it. He needs to, or else he feels dirty.
This is an OCD thing again?
Yes, dude.
He locked us in a cellar and blew cold air at us out of OCD?
Yes. Ooh. But that's, you gotta admire his commitment. That's why he has such a good vintage, an award-winning vintage.
Look at us, dude. We ripped up our clothes. I got blood all over me. You're still wearing those cool sunglasses, though.
I know. I kind of have OCD with sunglasses. I can't take them off or else they'll get me.
Nick's father is proud of him. Tells him that that Nick is right. It was all a test. And now that Nick understands the business better and has read the ledger and he's ready to take over. Nick and Gavin go off to then invest and start their own branch within the wine company called Space Grape Wine.
Wow.
Dude, that's the name I thought of.
Yeah, Space Grape, dude.
Gavin's hands are so badly cut he has to replace them with hooks, but it's a good look, and he starts a tour of going around to tell people about his new mantra, inspirational look.
Right, and if you really wanted to help me with the winery, one of your hooks could be a corkscrew.
Dude, I gotta use these for motivation. I can't help you with that. I got a bigger fish to fry.
That's true.
Okay, open this door for me.
Caveman fashion takes off, and you both are very successful humans. You have successfully escaped the room.
Yes! High five.
Yeah, we have. did not look at that south wall. He tried to, and I was like, no, we already looked at it.
Yeah.
That was tough. That was a lot of things.
Well, yeah, it was. That's what's fun about it. Otherwise, it's over in like 10 minutes. Yeah. No, I cheated at the end. There's some other things you're supposed to do that I was like, no, let's just get them out of here.
Like what?
There's like the vintage bottle that was beside the trophy was supposed to have matched the design on the wall. And it has. And that was the one bottle that had something in it that I was like, Nick's going to be so excited. Oh. And then you guys didn't even look at that bottle.
That's so funny.
Did it have matches in it?
It had something to wedge into the wall so that you can get the brick loose.
Oh, okay.
But then when you said the corkscrew, I'm like, fine. Do you guys want to like introduce yourselves? And
sure. You go first, though.
I am Gavin Pounds. Come to skaterdie@hotmail.com every fourth Wednesday of the month at Comedy Bar. To see stand-up comedy hosted by two high teens.
Who's the other high teen?
I'm Nick Nemiroff. I'm 28 years old, from Montreal, Quebec, based out of Toronto. I love Toronto, and I would love if you guys came to skaterdie@hotmail.com every fourth Wednesday of the month at Comedy Bar at 9:30, hosted by me and Gavin Pounds, featuring Toronto's best comedians. $5 on the door and $5 online, so it's a pretty good deal. So buy online or at the door.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a very funny show. Everyone should go. Great. Thanks so much for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
The Skate Capade is produced by Shannon LaHaye and Griffin Toplitsky. Artwork by Alex Laird. Music courtesy of purple-planet.net. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and like us on Facebook. We'll see you next time in the room.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.